flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Super Bowl week on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we are in New Orleans on Radio Row.
My bad.
I was going to ask you how you're feeling, but
I'm fighting it.
All right. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. We're down here on Radio Row. They have no idea what the hell's about to happen for the next 4 days that we're going to be here. But I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because this is what we do. Fritzy Poo over there, how you feeling?
We're on the air, so that's good.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll let you, boy. We're on the air, man. Everything's good.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Internet connection's brilliant.
Yeah, get that a little closer to your face.
No, I know.
Get that mic a little closer.
Yeah,
there
put
you
it
go.
In your mouth.
All right.
Way to be a pro.
Yep.
Excited for tonight.
Do you have a big game voice or whatever? It's
no.
The biggest game on Sunday.
Yeah, no, can't wait.
It's the ultimate game. The ultimate game, Jack.
I thought that was the jigsaw.
Yes. Well, if it's the ultimate game, why do they play it again next year? That's the question. Well, here we are. We have, 6 days until the Eagles play in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs going for a three-peat, the first time ever in NFL history, and the Eagles trying to avenge their loss from 2 years ago. The city itself seems to be well prepared for what is going on. I have to tell you, it was kind of, they had the tragedy that happened here a few weeks ago, and whatever lesson they learned from that, I have to tell you, the police and military presence in New Orleans is not something you can miss. We all took walks this morning, and man.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, soldiers in fatigues at every corner, big guns, a lot of, we were on Bourbon Street last night. They have those big metal blockades so nobody can drive down it, and it certainly seems like they are prepared. And I would say this, too. They're more welcoming in New Orleans than I think we would be to visitors, in the Northeast.
Very nice people.
Everybody's really cool. Everybody seems welcome.
Yeah.
And everybody wants the Eagles to win, it seems like, too.
Yeah.
Which is stunning.
Well, I think, there's a little bit of, envy when you look at the Chiefs and how much success that they've had in recent years. And they continue to have success being back in this game. What is it, their fourth Super Bowl or fifth? Fifth Super Bowl? And Patrick Mahomes... 6 years as a starter?
Mahomes has won three.
He's won three.
And lost one.
And lost one.
So this is his fifth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think people are a little sick of that.
Sick of it. Yeah, sick of it.
The pilot on the flight down said, please beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, that tells you
something. Yeah, so that's the feeling, man. It's rare for us, but we have the support of the masses.
America's team?
At
are
least
we
this
America's
week.
Team?
This week we are.
Well, yeah, let me warn America. If there's anyone listening from outside the area and you're cheering for the Eagles, if we win on Sunday, you are going to be so sick of us by Monday morning.
No doubt about
it. So nobody goes from woe is me to chest thumping like Philadelphia.
Well, there's only two speeds with us.
Yes.
It's cocky or distraught.
Yes. Yep. And we are, the meter is right below cocky, and it's ready to go.
Do you think Radio Row's ready for a 5:30 creep?
I don't think they are. I don't think our internet connection is ready for it to be on time either.
Super.
So last week, we came in after the Eagles scored 55 points in the NFC Championship game, and I think we were all very confident, regardless of, that we're facing this opponent, that, the last time we were in the Super Bowl, we had the best head coach quarterback combo ever, and somehow we've evolved, and 8 years later, now we're facing, or 7 years later, now we're facing the best head coach quarterback combo possibly. Ike, have you, now that we're a week closer to the Super Bowl, we're a week away from the NFC Championship game, has your internal anxiety gone from more confident to more nervous about the game, would you say?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm more confident. I will say the further and further you get away from the NFC title game and the closer you get to the Super Bowl and being down here in the mix, you start to analyze a little bit more, right? You start to second-guess yourself as to whether or not am I being too cocky and confident with everything. And being away from Philadelphia, you start to hear a little bit more about how great the Chiefs are and what they're trying to accomplish and that sort of thing. So you realize what you're up against. I don't know if I would necessarily term it that I'm more nervous, but yes, for the sake of the question, I'm probably, if there was, what do you call it, a point A to point B, which the left side is the confidence,
yep.
and the right side is the nervousness.
You've more to the
right. I move more towards the right. Yeah, yeah. And now here's the thing.
Sounds appropriate.
Yeah, it's Monday, but here's the thing. It's Monday. I know me. I'll get myself back together by
yes,
the time we get to Friday.
You will.
And head into the weekend.
You will. So the difference between you and me is our meters are heading in the same direction. I've gotten more nervous, but as the week goes on, yours will go back left
oh, yeah.
in
right.
confidence,
oh,
and
yeah.
mine will push all the way over there. And I wasn't nervous last week, and Jack could sense that in me, right?
I was kind of worried.
Right.
Because you weren't worried.
Right. Well, and here's where I keep – here's where I am. By the way, 215-592-9494, now that we are a week closer, are you more confident or more nervous about the Super Bowl? And the reason I've gotten there is that in my head, I have decided that if this is a one-score game, I feel like we're going to lose it. I feel like we are playing against maybe the best one-score game team in the history of football. A team that has a defensive coordinator who will dial up the right thing at the right time if that's what they need in, you know, in the last 5 minutes of a game. And then on the other side, we have a quarterback who has made his entire career out of, you know, becoming a guy at the end of the game who can make a play when they need to make a play. So the reason I've gotten more nervous is I feel like we need to win this game by 10 points plus, and it can't be one of those games in the fourth quarter that we're winning by four or something with 8 minutes left. And we've played so many of those games this year. So, you know, I'm confident in the team. It's not a lack of confidence in the team. I think my nervousness has grown because I have a larger fear of the opponent and less about my nervousness against Washington was more about us. I didn't feel like we looked great against the Rams. I didn't feel like we looked great against the Packers. My nervousness here is more about the opponent. How do you feel?
So I feel more confident. Like I think I just trust this team more, and I feel better than I did a couple years ago. And I just think there's something poetic about BG coming back. I'm playing a bit into the narrative and it being like a storybook ending. But I just have this vision of him having that storybook ending. I've had this vision of Saquon having a storybook ending to what has been a great year. And the Chiefs, for me, still on fraud watch. So they
still on fraud watch.
We got to see how they do against the best.
They basically lost one game all year.
So have the Eagles.
Well, no, the Eagles lost two games.
Saquon catches the ball, they beat the Falcons.
They lost the game.
If Devontae catches the ball, they beat the Commanders.
They lost both games.
Okay, well, you said the Chiefs have basically lost one game all year.
Yeah. We've lost two legitimate
lost
games.
Lost two games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just – there's something about this team where I don't
– Oh, wait, three. The Tampa loss was legitimate.
But, don't count.
Oh, Lane didn't play, AJ didn't play.
Devontae didn't play.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel so strongly about how good this team is that I think it's going to be close, and I agree with you. Like, I've started getting nervous about a close game because I think that's how the Chiefs win it. I do agree with you. Like, this has to be a blowout. Blowout might be a reach.
Well, yeah.
Win by 10.
By
10. If it's close at the end, I'll feel way worse.
Yeah, and it's one of those games I'm sure we'll get into the debate this week, which is also going to force me to say – Take some chances, right? Like, because I want to create, if we have an opportunity to stretch a lead, I want to be able to create
yes.
it. And by the way, the big difference between this team and the team, well, there are a lot of difference between the Chiefs and the team we played last week. I don't expect the team we play this week to turn the ball over four times and give us extra chances.
They're not going
right?
to beat themselves.
Yeah, we're going to have to make those chances. So 215-592-9494, as the week goes on, are you more confident or more nervous about the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? We have a big show planned for you and a big week from New Orleans. We have a bunch of special guests and probably some we don't even know about. Jaws will join us at 3 today. Donovan McNabb will join us at 4. Elliot will be with us so we can break down his performance from last night.
High level.
Yeah, from the last 2 hours of the show. And you will hear appearances, even if they're not scheduled, by Nick Costos, who's doing his show from next to us. And if there's anybody louder than Ike, it is Costos.
I agree.
Yeah, so you will hear Costos, whether you want him or not.
Why am I loud?
You're loud, dude. How are you loud?
Yeah.
Are you kidding, man? You're like born loud. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, and it's not working. And there we go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, it's Super Bowl week, baby. We here.
How you feeling?
We're talking about they basically lost one game. Now, they lost one game. Wasn't no basically. They lost one game.
Well, they on their record, it says they lost two. That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about the Eagles or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs lost two? They only lost one.
No, they lost the last week.
They lost last week.
Yeah.
38 to nothing.
Yeah, but that was with that.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
That was with the loser, Carson.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Yep. But, man, like, we here, man. It's time to put up or shut up. Like, I'm always going to be confident. I mean, we in a situation where, like, we got, like, the nervousness, that's out the window. Like, This is what we said was going to happen, right? We said that this team was going to go to the Super Bowl. We here, right? So this is the time that, you know, if you got to go out swinging, however you got to go, you got to put the biggest punch to knock out this giant. You know, they say to beat a man, you got to beat the man. We want to be known as the champ. We want to come home with the Lombardi. We want to come home partying on Broad Street. That's what we want to do. So to do that, we got to go through these boys, and I feel like we're going to do that. You know, everybody want to talk about, you know, Spagnuolo and all that. You know, Spagnuolo is a good coach, you know, but Spagnuolo became a defensive mastermind when he got with this coaching quarterback. I mean, I know he did what he did with the Giants, but it ain't like we ain't got no guy on our side. We don't got no Jonathan Gannon. We don't got no spring chicken on our guy on our side. Our defensive coach know what he doing, too. So it's you know, our defensive side of football, our coach ain't, this ain't like his first walk in the park. You know, he done been through a couple people. You know what I'm saying? So he know what he's doing too. You know, so it's going to come down to which team is not going to turn the ball over. You said you don't think this team is not going to, hold on, we take the ball away. That's the difference. See, a turnover and a takeaway, see, they put that in the column. I guess the same thing is not. See, we take the ball away. We punching the ball out. We ripping the ball out. See, the Commanders weren't just dropping them balls. They weren't just overthrows. We took it from them. So we're going to see Kansas City, you know, y'all ain't went up against a defense like this. You know, y'all went against Houston. They're a cute little squad, you know. Bills, Josh Allen, Superman, that's his side of the football. His defense ain't got the Rough Riders that we got. You know, it's going to come down to the quarterback play. And the last time our quarterback went against this defense, he beat them. And the time before
he didn't play that well, though.
The last time our quarterback went against this defense, he beat him. And the time before that,
he did not play that well, though.
When he played well, what happened? Did they win or lose?
They lost.
So there you go.
Well, the plan can't be to play not well, though.
I'm just telling. See, this is Super Bowl week. I'm not hearing all that bull crap you're going to be talking about today's fight. If you're going to be doing that, we're going to mute you out here on these airways. This is Super Bowl, baby. The last time we went against the Kansas City Chiefs, we walked off victorious. So all I'm saying is, this is the rematch. Like Debo said against Craig, hey, get your punk ass out the car. This is the rematch, boy. And y'all got to go to us to get there. We walking out victorious. We starting this week off right. We swinging, baby. Go, Birds.
That's what I'm talking about, see?
There's Corey.
I am curious.
He's not having any of your flack this week, Spike.
It's not flack.
I'm just saying.
I'm not taking any of his flack.
Yeah, he's got extra flack, too.
He's like, well, we won when he didn't play well. It's like, okay, good plan. Good plan, Corey. That's what you want. I want both. I want them to play well and for them to win. Yeah, I don't think we can. And again, this will be another theme that I'm sure will come up. But and look, you can't predict how the game's going to go. But I don't think we can go into this game and have one of those games where he's throwing for 125 yards and throwing the ball 17 times. I don't think that's going
to
work.
He's going to have to throw the ball more.
Yes.
Because they're going to try to stop Saquon.
Yes.
Like, if you're the Chiefs defense, you're saying, let's see if Jalen can beat us.
Yes.
You'll make him have to throw the ball.
Absolutely. And you're going up against a defensive court. Now, we have a great one, too.
Yep.
But Jalen's not facing our defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
So we have we're going up against a defensive coordinator who by the way, is incredibly aggressive and is one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of football at this point.
Yeah, don't sell my man Spag short. That championship they won in New York, that was holding one of the best offenses we ever seen, the 14 points in the Super Bowl, and they were 18-0.
Right.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah, that's Tom Brady that he held in check.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how Sirianni, I think, obsessed over the last Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, he was talking about it in the offseason?
Yeah.
And said, I just envision him sitting there late at night, 5 o'clock shadow, watching the decisions he made. It's going to be, does he learn from that? And is he more aggressive? We saw aggressiveness against the Commanders.
Yeah.
But he also had to grow and learn from that game.
I like
well.
That. But I like that aggressiveness that I saw against the Commanders.
Me too.
I'm not saying it just after the fact. I think that was a good spot in the game, 4th and 5. You got man coverage. Jalen liked the matchup that he saw. AJ is going to beat that guy off the line, Marshawn Lattimore. And really, it was just for Jalen to put that ball right where it needed to be. So long as you don't overthrow AJ, that was going to be a catch.
It was a perfect throw.
Yeah, it was a perfect throw, and that was a great call. So I was okay with that aggressiveness. I think there's a time and place for everything, right? And I think when the moments present itself in this game Sunday, you got to be willing to go ahead and live with the results.
Yes.
You got to be willing to go ahead and live with the results.
Yeah.
So, there's no sense of leaving stones unturned for you to stress about it all offseason, because that's what happened after that first, after the Super Bowl in 22.
Yes.
He thought about not going for it on 4th and 5 or 6 from the 15-yard line.
Yep.
He had to have thought about that all.
Yes.
All offseason.
Do you think, to that
especially
point.
Especially when AJ said that's when he knew the game was over with.
Yep.
To that point, to what, Ike, what Jack said there about Sirianni obsessing over it, do you think that there is a, do you think you can over-prepare for a game like this? Do you think you can become so obsessive with detail that you get lost in that obsessiveness, especially when it's a team that beat you 2 years ago in the Super Bowl? Do you think that's possible?
I do believe it's possible. I do believe it's possible. And that's where he's going to have to fight against those urges.
Right.
Because to be perfect in,
yep.
I got to be prepared for every situation. I understand you want to be prepared for every situation, but then there's only 60 minutes in the game. You're only going to get so many possessions. The thing we got to realize is that the way our offense runs now, unless Saquon is breaking off a big run, we're not an explosive team either. Right?
Right.
The Chiefs aren't an explosive team. They're going to be limited possessions.
Yep.
Which means you got to take advantage of just about every possession you get.
That's where going forward on fourth, that's where those things come in, because you don't have as many chances to score, you know?
Yeah.
215-592-9494, are you more nervous or are you more confident than you were a week ago in the Super Bowl? Bill from Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, the Birds, regardless, we're all relaxed. They're going to take it no matter what.
You're relaxed?
Yeah, we're all relaxed. Nobody's nervous over here. You know?
Okay.
We got, well, the only thing they got to do is, in the very beginning, my clue is give Mahomes a
huh?
Get Mahomes a little rattled. Get him a little rattled up.
Get him off his spot a little bit.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Get him off the spot.
Yep.
Get him off his little game, and then we can play ball.
Okay,
that
well,
sounds like a game plan.
Yeah, let's hit Mahomes and make him bad. I think that is probably a good one, you know?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, and then once you get here, they're practicing. How distracting is everything else you have to do? Because football players, I think all athletes, but football players are routine guys, right? We do this day, I eat this at this time, I go to bed. All that stuff is out the window this week.
Yeah, and I think after today, they can start getting back to some normalcy. Because today you have the media night, right?
Right,
with the
right,
players,
right, right, yep.
Which is going to be somewhat, it's a fan thing. And you're right, the players, they can't get back to their routine fast enough, right? They're not used to being out of sync with everything they do on an hour-to-hour basis.
Is it a longer week for the fans or the players?
Probably for the fans.
It's this week is going to drag.
Yeah. Well, we don't have practice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All we do is wait.
I tell you, though, it only got long to me. It was probably Saturday or Sunday. Slow down.
Cut that audio.
It only became long days.
Well, you know, you're in your 50s
Saturday
now.
And the Sunday. You know what I mean? Especially game day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the game doesn't start to 6:30.
Yep.
You're waking up. So, but during the week, I thought the week, I didn't think the week sort of dragged on in Jacksonville. You know, because you're so.
Well, there's nothing to do in Jacksonville, so that might help.
Well, no, you're right. But here's the thing. Once you get through, again, media day, you get a couple days of practice. Family comes in Thursday, so you're happy to see your family when they come in because you haven't seen them for the last 4 or 5 days. So
right.
Your wife and kids come in town. You're excited about that. And that's kind of how I spent my last couple of days was, you know, it was with the family. Elijah was basically 2 years old at that time, 1 or 2 years old at that time, being down here with Renee and my older son, who I think was 10 or 11 at that time, 13. Something like that, 12 maybe. I can't remember. It was so long ago. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, we're getting up there.
But, you know, I didn't think the week was a drag for the players for me. I didn't. Now, for some, if you spend all day thinking about it and playing the game over and over in your head, I think that makes it drag on. But I was okay with it. The weather sucked while we were down there. It rained half the week while we were there.
Hmm. Yeah,
the first actual nice day was actually game day.
You know what's funny? Ruben Frank, look at this.
What's up, brother?
All the stars.
Yeah,
all the stars.
How we doing?
What's up, brother? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like, thing about cities that could be a distraction. New Orleans is almost so crazy out there that these players, I don't even think it's almost too much to be a distraction because they can't go out there.
Yeah.
But you can't walk 5 feet without another bar, another restaurant, and people waving you in, and you know this is a different place.
It's a different town.
Yeah,
yes.
Certainly different than, you know, Las Vegas. You can get in trouble out there.
Oh hell,
there's almost too much out there. You know.
Again, though, I'm glad a lot of these players experienced this two years ago.
Sure. Yeah, it has to be good.
So
for
you
them.
At least have some reference.
Yeah.
As to how to handle the week.
Yep.
As opposed to it being your first time in the Super Bowl. As a team going up against these guys, because the damn Chiefs are here almost every year.
Yeah. So, coming up next, there is one of the best defensive players in the entire NFL has requested a trade. And you could argue that it is a position of need, specifically next season for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we will talk about that player and whether the Eagles should do something to acquire that player, whether it's even possible next. Also, your thoughts. A week, I want you to think about how you felt on Monday of last week and how you feel now on Monday. Do you feel more confident about the Eagles on Sunday, or do you feel more nervous? 215-592-9494. We're in New Orleans on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Na-na-na-na. Make them say, Na-na-na-na. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming to you from New Orleans, home of No Limit Records. Was No Limit New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
It was. There you
yes,
go.
Sir.
Master P, yep. No Limit Family. Who was your favorite No Limit soldier?
Oh, man. You wouldn't
believe it. Was it Mystical?
Yeah, it was Mystical.
Oh, there you go.
Mystical. And then my second favorite was Mr. Servon.
Mr. Servon was good. I was the Silk the Shocker guy.
Yeah.
Charge It to the Game.
Yeah. That was good.
That was the debut album.
Yep.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite No Limit Soldier, Jack? Your favorite No Limit Soldier?
Is that Freeway?
No.
No, it's not Freeway.
I was a C Murder guy, too.
Oh, C Murder was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Do they... They had a moment, was it like 96, 97, somewhere around there?
Had like a 2-3 year run.
Oh,
there.
It was just, big.
Man.
Can I tell you a funny Master P story? Okay. Well, it's not really a Master P story because it had nothing to do with Master P himself.
So is this going to be like, it's going to be like Broads with his Nas?
No, but it's a funny Spike story. So I was dating, I was in college at Syracuse, dating probably the worst person I ever dated.
Nice.
She was horrible. But we were dating.
Sounds positive.
And I would all the time because I thought the Master P thing was hilarious.
Ah.
We were laying in her bedroom waiting to go to sleep.
Not a guy.
And I kept doing it and then laughing. And she kicked me out of the apartment. And I laughed. She lived like five houses down from me. Laughed all the way back. Me and a buddy went out afterwards. And I from outside into her open window of her bedroom.
You're not an annoying person? I don't think that.
Yes.
But you can be annoying.
Oh, when I decide to be annoying? And she didn't break up with me. She did not break up with
me. So what was the final straw for you to...
Breaking up with me?
Yeah, like when did you guys break up? Was there...
She moved to Philly.
Oh.
She moved to Philly, and... Actually, I'll tell you off-air what the final straw was.
You think she's a listener of the show?
No. She's a Celtics fan. Bad person.
Oh, so you dated a Celtics fan?
Yeah, I did. Wow. I did. Well, you know, I was much fatter at the time. Beggars can't be choosers, you know.
There you go.
So, Myles Garrett requested a trade today. He put out, I thought it was a nice note on social media about what Cleveland has meant to him and so on and so forth. But at the end of it, in all bold, he said that he was requesting a trade from the Cleveland Browns. Now, Myles Garrett is an awesome player. He is 29 years old. He's got 2 years left on his contract. The value of those 2 years is just over $20 million each year, but I think cap hit is just about $6.5 million. So you trade for Myles Garrett, you assume what you're going to do is give him an extension, try to spread money out, and you keep him, you know, for another couple of years on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guess a Myles Garrett trade starts at 2 first-round picks? I mean,
that's probably
where it is.
Especially where the Eagles are picking.
Yeah, especially if they're not high picks.
Yeah,
yes,
so
it's not a top 10 pick.
At least 2 first-round
Again,
picks.
I feel like I've lost all perspective on trades after the weekend.
Oh, right, yeah. But maybe we can just send them Anthony Davis.
Maybe Bryce Huff in a first.
Yeah. So Josh Sweat's going to be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Huff is completely useless.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham will retire, we assume.
Nope.
So we still have Nolan Smith. We still have Jalix Hunt. We are a playmaker away. Would you trade for 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett? Yeah, you don't care about
it. I would trade three.
Three.
Really?
Yes.
Now, remember, first-round picks have turned into Jalen Carter. They've turned into...
Not at 27.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Or not at 31.
Exactly.
Quinyon Mitchell was 20.
Nolan Smith was 31.
Yeah. Yeah, so, 32. I mean, and these are two, you know, foundational pieces.
And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Outside of Jalen Carter.
Yep.
If any of those other guys are 10% of what Myles Garrett has been in his career, we ought to be thankful and lucky.
Right.
This boy is a first ballot Hall of Famer when he's done playing.
And
he's in the prime of his career right now.
14 sacks this year. Imagine adding him to this defense.
Yeah.
See this guy?
He's an animal.
He looks like Julius Peppers. I mean, that's what Pep used to look like, man. I mean, he's a freak of an athlete. You ought to have seen him dunk a basketball at this size. Like, he has some hops, and you saw him block that field goal against us.
Yep.
I mean,
that was ridiculous.
Yeah, to put Myles Garrett next to Jalen Carter, oh, my goodness.
With Nolan Smith on the other side.
With Nolan Smith on the outside, oh, my goodness.
Now, he said something about wanting to play for the Eagles.
Yeah, so I lost the tweet, so he was like, everybody. No, he said everybody would love to play for Philly.
Oh, wow.
And who knows, somewhere down the road, anything's possible.
And that was a couple of years ago? Or?
I think this is when they came and did the...
preseason. Or the joint practices.
Joint practices, yeah.
Okay.
And he did a lot of one-on-one work with Lane Johnson. So, man, you know he wants to come here, man.
Now,
everybody wants to come here, man.
Yeah.
Get Micah, too.
Nah, we don't want Micah. Yeah. I'm out on Micah.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, a lot of content there. He's got that show.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
And Micah's younger.
Yeah, Garrett's 29, so you figure he's got four more productive years.
At least four more good years.
Four more years at this level without an injury.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Looking at him, he might have five or six left in him.
He's going to age well.
Yeah.
Well, and is there any chance he's doing this just to get some giant contract from the Browns?
No, I think the Giants would give it to him. Not the Giants.
The Browns would
definitely give it
to him. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Is he the guy? I can't remember who the GM said we're not trading this guy this offseason. I think it was Myles Garrett.
I think it was Myles Garrett.
Right.
Well, you know who the GM is.
Andrew Berry.
Andrew Berry.
Howie Disciple.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And the guy every week mix up with his brother. Yeah, the twin
Berry?
Brother. No,
yeah.
Oh. Matthew Berry.
Well, I don't know.
I saw Matthew Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
His twin brother still works with the Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
I think he left Goldman Sachs to come work for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Andrew Berry's twin brother, not Miles Garrett's.
Do you think that players seeing what Saquon did and how he turned in a bad organization, how much that can hamper you, is going to only increase of these guys trying to ask out?
And the fact, seeing what the Eagles are doing with Saquon, Miles Garrett is saying, man, you know what? I've been wasting my career here in Cleveland.
Yep.
Never really playing a big game.
By the way, they're pretty much probably married to Deshaun Watson, and he knows that's not going to work.
Yep. Well, yeah, he sees Deshaun up close. He's like, yeah, this ain't working.
Yep.
So he knows that thing is real close to being a rebuild, like where they got to scrap everything and start over again. And he's like, man, I don't have time for that. I'm trying to, if I can get with a team that I can win with right now, may as well go in and ask for a trade.
And
he publicly did it. And he wrote a letter.
Yes. He did write a letter. Very classy.
Saying goodbye to Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The you know, and this isn't to bring up, this isn't like a negative Howie thing that I'm bringing up. Mm-hmm. It is sometimes, as a general manager, you are defined as much by the trades that never happen, even if it's something that you didn't do,
right,
as you are by the trades that do.
Sure.
And imagine if they did pull off a trade for Deshaun Watson, what kind of situation we would be in here. I mean, we'd be...
You mean... Eagles, I got you. Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
The Eagles,
yeah,
if they had ended up getting Deshaun Watson...
Yeah, like some people want it.
Well, you know...
I was one of them.
Yeah, why would you not have wanted him? Who would know that he would fall off a cliff the way that he has?
Yeah, right? Would have never guessed that.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or are you more confident than you were a week ago about the Super Bowl? Marcel in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Marcel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, man,
he must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Never a doubt, friend. Never a doubt.
A lot of Ike juice here in New Orleans, my friend. Every place.
They call them hurricanes.
Yeah. I hope y'all had y'all sippers too. But on to why I called, guys. First and foremost, thank y'all for what y'all do. On the way you guys cover the team is amazing.
No problem at all.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. And honestly, I'm just so pumped to go ahead and just prove all the doubters. I hate that we have so many doubters in our camp that we don't see how this thing's aligning. We're gonna blow that team out on Sunday. I'm being honest. I really believe we're gonna blow the Kansas City Chiefs out. Andy Reid.
Well, what do you mean by blowout? Like 34-10?
I'm gonna be honest. So I did hear a couple people talk about what they thought was blowout. For me, a blowout is a two-score deficit. Anything over a touchdown is a blowout for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're chasing greatness, of course. So at the end of the day, I think that they have no chance. They have no chance. Jalen Hurts is destined for this. I think Nick Sirianni, I honestly think Andy Reid's destined for this loss. And I just think that we're really willing to die for this win. Saquon, everybody on board is really willing to go the extra mile.
I know Spike's willing to die for this win.
Die?
He has to be. I mean, he got me on some Kensington. Honestly, like, if I were to tell y'all my history on the Super Bowls, the last three, this one included. So the first one, I was in prison. Not a fun place. Through the whole game, like, literally the Malcolm Jenkins hit, I was, like, listening to an earpiece in jail. So, like, yes, there's an extra love for you guys on the radio. And I threw the whole game out on the wall of the prison cell. Literally crazy. Second game,
you drew the whole game out?
Drew the, like, the big plays, whatever stood out. I'm sharing the airpiece with my celly, and we got it done. Drew our own TV. Because anyway, long next story, last Super Bowl we made it to was my actual birthday, February 12th. I fly to Arizona. I go there. I'm completely, like, I'm watching the game. I tried to see if there was a magical way, because it was my birthday, I'd get tickets and get in somehow, some way. Definitely didn't have the funds for it, but. Long story short, we didn't get in. Watch the Super Bowl at the casino, and fly back home. And literally, I to this day don't know what happened, but passed out on the plane. It was like a three-leg flight back home from Vegas to Orlando. I passed out, had to get into the hospital. All types of crazy stuff. So
this Super Bowl,
I mean, there's so much riding on this Super Bowl that I know that this is the one I got to be at home chilling. Everything set up the way that I needed to, because everything set up for us to win. This is it. And not to mention, I am it was prophesied it over. Like, literally, not to get too religious, but I go to church, and, like, 2 years ago, there was, like, a prophesied, a guy came in and was like, Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl in 5 years. And I was at church yesterday, super amped up. They're praying for the Eagles. And then I looked at my old notes about 2 years ago, and I'm like, wait, this is going to happen. It's like, legit. There's no way that this doesn't happen. There's no way this doesn't happen.
All right.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Thank you for the call, Marcel.
What's
yeah.
up, Ryan?
Well, it sounds like it's coming from God.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's God's lips to Marcel's ears back to God.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think prison doesn't seem like a great place to watch a game.
No. I mean, if I could find a different place.
I certainly wouldn't use the term great place to watch a game.
No, yeah. No, no.
Different Super Bowl parties.
Imagine, yeah. I would imagine most people would not want to watch in the clink.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do well in prison.
But I will say this. I guarantee you that day is probably a big to-do in the joint.
Do you think I would be like kind of like a tough guy in prison?
Not at all.
Well, you got the tattoos.
Yeah, well.
I think you do better.
You think the tattoos of my cat and my dog are going to make me look tough?
I think you do better than me.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I actually agree.
You and Jack both would be washing somebody's underwear.
Well, that's okay.
And holding on to somebody's belt loop.
Well, whatever keeps me safe.
Or waist.
Whatever keeps me
safe.
Whatever
would keep you safe.
Yeah.
They would protect you.
215.
Except from them.
Yes.
I'm a chemistry guy. Just letting everyone know in there.
Yeah.
Good vibes, man.
You'll do whatever's necessary.
No?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will. All right.
215. Let's do this read.
215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Man, we're all trying to kill time. What do you think the appliances are like in prison?
They don't really give you appliances.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be a long week. It's going to be a slow-moving week. You might as well get that in National Appliance Warehouse during the week.
And tax-free Delaware?
Tax-free Delaware. Got to make sure that your house is it's ready to go for all the big parties this weekend. And the great part about National Appliance Warehouse, what they got going on right now, is the President's Day mega sale underway right now. They're always ensuring that your dollar is stretching further. Like the President's Day mega sale, Spike mentioned it, Delaware, tax-free Delaware, but also Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it happens to find a lower price elsewhere. So you will get a great deal. You're also going to get the perfect appliance for you. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. I've talked a lot about Gen Air. They also have Sub-Zero. A lot down in National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamackin has built a wonderful team of knowledgeable people ready to help you out with whatever you need from an appliance standpoint. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Oh, yeah. We love telling them Fritz sent you. The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming, less than 2 weeks away, actually.
Wow.
If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game after this weekend? Confident or nervous? Ike, what do you think? Oh, you looked at the numbers.
No, I didn't look
at it. What do you think the number's at?
Well, judging off our last couple callers, it seems like everybody's confident still.
Yep.
So I'll go 77% confidence.
70.7.
Okay.
I'm not sensing a lot of, not a lot of respect of the Chiefs. Is it more confidence in the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't really think anybody – because I haven't heard anybody call up talking crazy.
Well, Giglio might have had too much fun on Bourbon Street last night. He was saying today that he thinks it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah. It's Monday. I've already been asked my prediction several times from different news outlets. And I'm like, it's Monday. Are we giving scores out on Monday?
Do they not listen to the show?
Yeah, I'm like, I may feel differently by the time I get to the end of the week as far as the score goes. I'm predicting the Eagles are going to win,
obviously.
But do I need my score yet?
That is messed up by them.
Yeah. So right now I'm early on 27-17 Eagles.
Wow.
27-17?
Still a 10-point win?
I got a 10-point win.
Do you think if it is a close game – that would lend more towards being a loss? Like, do you worry about it being close?
So this is the way I sort of see it. I expect it to be a close game, and I think we drive down for the touchdown that gives us a 10-point lead that forces Kansas City into predictable play calling, which means Patrick Mahomes has to pass over and over and over again. And we get an interception to seal this thing. by Big Play Slay.
Wow.
Oh, I would love that.
What about a Coop interception to end it?
I'll take that, too.
I'll take an Oren Burks interception. Yeah. I'll take an Avanti Maddox interception. I don't care.
Interesting, Oren Burks, he had to come in last year for Dre Greenlaw.
That's right, he did, yeah.
So he's...
Remember Dre Greenlaw?
It's crazy.
Towards Achilles, yeah.
It's crazy N'Kobe went out. He had a great year.
Yeah.
Oren Burks has been fine.
Yeah, he has. Listen, I think, fortunate for him, a lot of talent around him.
Sure.
So it allows him to be able to make plays. And the one thing I'll keep saying is that when the play is there to be made, he's making it. Like, he's even made a few behind the line of scrimmage. He's had a couple pass breakups. He's not just out there. He's making plays. So I give him credit. I didn't know what the hell to expect from him. I hadn't seen him play all year. So he's been surprisingly good for these how long has he been out there? About four or five games?
Well, he tore
the N'Kobe get it?
The Rams game, right?
Yeah, it's only been the one game.
Was it
the, two games. N'Kobe got
hurt. Can't remember when N'Kobe got injured.
Yeah, first half of the Rams game. So it's been a game and a half.
Is that the Rams game that N'Kobe got injured in?
Oh, this has been a long season, brother. Yeah.
Wow.
Remember Brazil?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Only the Saquon scored 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
That's really the only thing I remember about.
See, I remember Jalen almost throwing 5 interceptions.
Yeah. Allen in Pittsburgh, you're a WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hope you guys are having a good time out there in New Orleans.
Sure.
What's up, Allen? Listen, we're off to a good start.
Yep. Hey, I am supremely confident, and I want to give you just a tiny bit of history. The Eagles lost the Super Bowl on January 25th, 1980. That was my 9th birthday. I have lived through a lot of bad Philly beatdowns, and I am as skeptical as the next Philadelphia fan. But when we played the Patriots in 2017, I was supremely confident. I knew we were going to win that game, and we did. And when we played the Chiefs in 2022, I was not confident in our defense that year. I felt like our secondary played deep, and I was like, we could win this game, but I don't expect us to win this game. And I'm telling you, I feel supremely confident about the Eagles this weekend because our offense is better. Our defense is better. We turn teams over more than Kansas City does. I feel like we're better in every facet of the game, and I am confident we're going to have a fairly comfortable win. And I want to make a point about Myles Garrett. So you should know, I am supremely confident, and I'm ready for my heart to be broken. I put it all out on the line. We're going to win this weekend, and I'm confident enough.
I thought it was Myles Garrett.
Yes. Yeah, let me tell you about Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Should the Cowboys in the 1990s have gone out and gotten Charles Haley?
Yes.
You're darn right they should have, because they put that defense over the top. Now, I love our defense. We have the best defense in the league. Can it be better? It sure can. And the only weakness that I see is that we don't have an elite pass rush. You give me Jalen Carter up the middle and Myles Garrett coming off the end and the speed of Nolan Smith on the other side, we'll have a dominant pass rush. And, like, there's no denying we have the best defense in the league, and yet I still lack a tiny bit of confidence in them. Give me Myles Garrett. Put them over the top like Charles Haley did. That, do whatever you got to do. Give them Tanner McKee. They can have Tanner McKee plus the picks. Like, let's sweeten this
up. They're lining right up.
Yeah.
You need a quarterback out there in Cleveland. You can
That might be our future, though, Allen. All right, thank you for the
–
yeah.
This core stays together, so we get the three-peat. Forget about Kansas City. They don't get no three-peat. We get the three-peat.
I like it.
I love it. I love it, Allen.
Now, it will probably cost them Zach Bond. Like, they can't. You're going to lose pieces if you go get Myles Garrett.
Well, you're going to lose. You're already losing sweat. You assume you lose sweat in that.
Sure.
I don't know who. Yeah, I mean, if you're paying.
You still trade for Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Y'all don't give a damn who we're losing.
I know.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I like Zach Bond.
Yeah.
But if you ask me, do I want to get Myles Garrett or Zach Bond?
A game wrecker. Yeah.
Dude, somehow they paid two receivers $25 million a year.
Exactly.
With the quarterback making.
Exactly.
Yeah. Figure it out, Howie.
Yeah, man up.
Figure it out, man up. All right, coming up next.
He can do it. He's the one that can do it. He's the one that can figure it out.
A guy who we know mans up every time we have him on, that is Jaws. Jaws will join us next. Also, your calls, 215-592-9494. I want you to think about the way you were feeling 1 week ago and how confident you were then, do you feel more or less confident than you felt 1 week ago in the Eagles in the Super Bowl? We are in New Orleans at Radio Row. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.